I'm here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network right now, joined by Gene Noem of the Iowa Pork Producers Association. Gene, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Sure enough.
So the Iowa Pork Producers joined the U.S. Meat Export Federation on a trip over to Asia, obviously to talk about some trade with different countries. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Well, we joined USMEF, which is an organization that Iowa Pork and National Pork Board help sponsor, along with a number of other ag commodity groups. We were joined by a couple of folks from Farm Bureau, a representative from Corn Growers, and a couple of folks from Iowa Beef Council as well. We first went to Saigon, also known as Ho Chi Minh City, and spent a few days there visiting with processors and consumers of pork, and then went on to Manila in the Philippines and spent a few days there and did the same sort of thing. Actually attended a seminar where a number of importers were that use U.S. product were there, and we talked about commodity prices. We had farmers present information about their farm and the families that raise the breeding stock and the commercial pigs. And also talked about some things that are really important to us, like the We Care program, our trust model in pork production.
So how receptive of audience did you have there talking about those things?
Well, obviously, because they're importing from the U.S., there was a little bit of preaching to the choir. But what it did was give them information about the way we raise animals in the U.S., the way we raise pigs, the care we take with the environment, the care we take with caring for animals, the work we do with employees to ensure that their safety and health, and also how they know what to do with caring for animals to produce safe, high-quality food for them to import from us.
And, of course, with the China issues going on, it's important that we're looking for and expanding existing markets and are finding new markets, and that's a good reason for having a trip like this as well, right?
Yeah, it is a very good reason for that. We did get to talk to some local folks that knew something about that disease situation that's going on over there, and it's certainly unsettling. We know of farmers that get attacked with this disease, and it's one of the worst viruses that a pig can get. It doesn't affect any other animals. It doesn't make food unsafe, but it's very viremic, and it actually kills 100% of the animals it's exposed to, 100% of the pigs. And so it's a disease that we want to make sure that we don't bring to this part of the world.
And that was one of the questions I was going to ask too, with Vietnam having some issues that have been found. I mean, obviously I'm certain that you had to take precautions as far as where you went from there and making sure that you weren't helping to spread it. I mean, what kind of precautions were taken?
Well, the first precaution was we didn't go to any farms at all. We did go to markets that sell pork, and so we saw pigs, you know, pig carcasses and meat that was harvested just within the last 12 to 18 hours. But as we left those places, we also treated our shoes with the disinfectant that we brought along with us. And then the shoes that we wore along, we were asked to bring some old shoes along and just not bring those back. And then as we were entering the country as well, both coming from Vietnam and going to Manila, there was a lot of talk about and signage about walking through a foot bath to prevent the transmission of African swine fever and other foreign animal diseases. And then as we came back into the United States, we were asked questions about what do we bring along with us? Do we have agricultural products? And countries are really beefing up that process as you go back into countries to ensure that they're not bringing material or food products with you, but also that you're careful about what clothing you've got and what you've brought with you.
Now, getting a chance to go on a trip like this is not something everybody gets to do every day. I mean, when you're coming back from something like this, what were your takeaways from things you learned over there in Vietnam and the Philippines?
There are a lot of mouths to feed over there. Ho Chi Minh City, which is Saigon, has 10 million people, and they expect to grow even more. Manila has 13 million people. The interesting thing I found out about the Philippines is there's a little fact that we got debriefed by the Foreign Ag Service, a great extension of the USDA, by the way, that helps us understand all the statistics and, you know, what the markets look like and helps facilitate things as we go over there. But the Foreign Ag Service told us about in Manila, 52% of the country is 24 years old or less. That means that over a third of the country is not even old enough to drive in U.S. standards. That's a lot of new folks that are coming along to be part of that industry and part of that country. And there's a lot of people to feed, and there's a limited amount of agricultural land over there. So we see that as a great market opportunity. The other thing that we found out about was 96% literacy rate in those young folks. So it might be a poor country. It might have its level of corruption, but they've done really good on education. And we see that as a place where they'll really understand what we offer and will be educated consumers of what we want to sell to them.
All right. Well, is there anything you want to add before we wrap things up today, Gene?
You know, the only thing I'd like to say is that I'd like to thank Iowa's pork producers for participating in the checkoff program. Not only was this interesting for me, I think it's a great data gathering activity for Iowa pork producers to understand how we should make sure that we understand our consumers and make sure that we can go over and do those studies and come back and talk about what's important to those folks to ensure that we're producing the sort of pork that they would like to import.
All right. Well, Gene, I thank you very much for sharing about the trip that you took, and look forward to hearing more from the Iowa pork producers in the future.
Thank you very much for your time.
That's Gene Noem on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.